This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oakland A's baseball is just around the corner.
The pitch to Ramon is drilled to left center, way back. How far will it fly as the A's take the lead? Laureano drills one up into the seats in left center.
A high set, the leg kick, the pitch. Fastball, strike three, called high octane at 95.
It's time to take you inside the clubhouse with the A's Total Access pregame show, presented by Chevron. Follow the A's 24/7 on A's Cast, your home for nonstop A's baseball. A's Total Access with Chris Townsend starts now.
Can you believe it? We are back at the Oakland Coliseum for another season of A's baseball. It is the A's Clubhouse Show. It's an absolute beautiful day, and how nice is it to say that after all the storms and all the rain? We've got sun, we've got baseball. It really is one of the great Bay Area sports traditions. The Bay Bridge Series, the Giants are here today. We'll be over in San Francisco tomorrow. We've got a great show for you. Jed Lowry, a terrific A, has just retired. You're going to hear from him. Jessica Kleinschmidt is back. We're going to have Vince Catronio with opening day starter Kyle Muller, and then of course the man who leads it all. He's the Hall of Famer. He's the voice of your Oakland Athletics, the voice of summer, the great Ken Korak. Ken, welcome back to the Bay, and I'm sure you're excited for 2023.
Well, yeah, thanks, Chris. And just coming out here today and thinking about all the rain that we've gotten here in the Bay Area, and Clay Wood has this field. That's one of the things you think about with baseball starting again is just seeing the green grass. And it's just perfect out there right now.
Yeah, and Dave Rinetti talking to him, the fact that we've gotten this together and we're going to have a baseball game today is pretty spectacular because things were definitely rough. But how about the weather? We've talked so much about how bad the weather is. It's perfect today.
We might dodge it this week, too, because it looks okay for the game in the city tomorrow. But maybe, like, really iffy on Tuesday and Wednesday, days the A's have off, and then looks pretty good for opening night on Thursday, so we might be dodging a little bad weather here with a couple of days off.
So how are you feeling about the ball club coming north? Obviously, you did a lot of games down in spring.
Well, I like what I've seen so far, Chris. They're pretty young, although they've sprinkled in some veterans, and I think Mark Kotze touched on this during his presser today and talks about it a bit on the manager show, and that is they have two starters who will begin the year on the IL. In Drew Rosinski and Paul Blackburn. So that's a little bit of a concern right now, and they're going to have to kind of wheel around the fact that Shintaro Fujinami is going to pitch once a week, pitching every Saturday. So, but I think generally, even understanding the injuries to those two guys, they got through the spring training portion of things, Chris, pretty healthy. Manny Pena, who was acquired ostensibly, as you know, Chris, to be the backup catcher, will also start on the IL. So there's a question mark there, but I think the A's acquired some good veterans, Chris, and not just because of their talents as players. I think they were influential during the spring with the young players because you really want to see that kind of leadership from your veterans, and I think the A's accomplished that too during the spring.
And far different from last year where you were just trying to find a team, there's real decisions to be made here in the next couple days.
Yeah, I think you're right. And, you know, maybe a spot in the bullpen and deciding who the fifth starter will be, backup catcher. Mark offered some clarity on the shortstop situation, Chris, today. And I know that's been discussed or was discussed down there. And that Aledmys Diaz will play short against right-handed pitching and Nick Allen will play short against lefties. And then against lefties, you would think that Aledmys would play somewhere, you know, maybe third base, maybe a little second base as well.
Versatility is the key. Well, number one thing, it's great to have you back here on A's Cast and on the A's Radio Network just to hear your voice. You know what it means, Ken? It means it's baseball season.
It also means Chris Townsend with the pregame show for the first time this year. So that's a pretty cool thing today as well.
We are ready to rock. Have a great call, my friend.
Okay, buddy.
Coming up next, he was a terrific Oakland Athletic. Three different stints. One of my favorites. You'll hear from Jed Lowry, who's just retired, right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is the number one brand of online mattresses and the Bay Area's favorite mattress store. Take home the Easy Breather Pillow. The New York Times calls it their number one pick. You can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and Gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland and you get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
This is Chris Townsend. There are two things that are a must for me: comfort and style. Whether I'm playing golf, going to dinner, I've got to have the right feel. That's why I've partnered with LinkSole, and you're going to love LinkSole. They have just released their new spring line, new fabrics for their polos, lightweight and perfect for technical performance. LinkSole also has new styles for their layers and hoodies with cool prints and seasonal colors. You know what they say in the big leagues: look good, play good. Go to LinkSole.com. That's LinkSole.com.
Navage helps you breathe better, sleep deeper, and snore less. But the biggest payoff is improved health. Navage is good personal hygiene and can help you stay healthier. At Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
If you're looking for the latest green and gold gear for the 2023 season, then look no further than athletics.com/shop for your officially licensed gear. That's athletics.com/shop.
This is A's Total Access.
And welcome to A's Total Access as we're getting you ready for game one of the Bay Bridge Series between the Athletics and the San Francisco Giants. Jed Lowry recently is retired. What a terrific A. He stopped by A's Cast Live and we talked about how much the Bay Area and Oakland meant to him and his family in his career.
Yeah, I've said this a lot, but I think Bob Melvin did a really good job of allowing players to be themselves, but also demanding a lot from them. And that's a hard balance to strike, and I think that's why he's had so much success in his career as a manager. I think the freedom to kind of be myself, and I have the trust of the organization and of Bob to go about my business, because they knew that I was going to show up and perform every night.
You know, when I think about your multiple runs with the A's, you had multiple runs, kind of different eras, different teams where you made the playoffs. Is there one team that you look back on that will be the most fondest memories of the playoffs and competing and winning with the A's?
That's a tough one. Each individual group is going to be different. You guys like, Brandon Moss and Josh Reddick and Coco, those guys are, all guys that I really enjoyed, but they were, a little bit more veterans, so we kind of had an identity, and it was a little smoother. I think if I had to pick, I would say, coming up with like the Ole, Chapman, Pinder, like where I probably had, more influence, Simeon, where I had more influence and, hopefully impact as that veteran player, and you got these three young guns coming up, thinking pretty high of themselves, pretty vocal right away. I was a little skeptical at first, but they ended up being, some of my favorite teammates of all time. So if I had to pick, I would have said that group with, the Ole, the Chapman, the Pinders, and the Simeons.
We talk about hitting doubles. I know we did this with you in the past. There's an art form to hitting a lot of doubles. There's something about being able to sniff it. There's understanding outfielders' arms. There's understanding the outfield walls. There's a lot that goes in to getting a lot of doubles. And obviously you had some monster years, including the all-time record 49 in one season for the Oakland Athletics. You think Reggie Jackson, Ricky Henderson, Hall of Fame players – Great players, Jason Giambi, Jose Canseco. You have that record. You have another year at 45. Just talk to us. There is an art about getting a lot of doubles. Tell us what's that like and what was the mindset?
Yeah, I mean, I think the most important thing is that, you know, you're not strong enough to hit homers consistently or not fast enough to hit triples.
Wow, there were a couple years you actually did triples.
That was my attempt at deadpan, Scotty. You were supposed to laugh at that.
I was like, is he serious?
I think there is a little bit of seriousness in that, right? Where like I had power, but the Coliseum isn't always the friendliest for fly balls. I certainly wasn't stick around in the game because of my speed. But I hit a lot of line drives. I hit a lot of backspin line drives in the gaps and in the corners. And you know, I had a nose for second. I was always looking for the double.
Oh, the all-time doubles leader for a single season for the Oakland Athletics. He was a terrific A, no question about it. To hear the entire interview, you go to athletics.com/A'sCast. Coming up next, Jessica Kleinschmidt will make her debut on the 2023 A's Total Access Show next as we're getting you ready for A's baseball.
It's that time of the year again, A's fans. Opening day is almost here. Join us on Thursday, March 30th for the start of the season when your A's take on Shohei Ohtani and the Los Angeles Angels.
And it swung on and drilled left center field. Martinez going back at the track right to the wall, and he will watch it fly.
Get to the ballpark early and snag a 2023 A's magnet schedule. So buy yours today at athletics.com/tickets. That's athletics.com/tickets.
Is convenience a state of mind or a real thing? At Extra Mile, it's a real thing, and it's in everything they do. The stores are spacious, organized, clean, and well-lit, so you can get in quickly, get what you need, and keep going. It's just what you'd expect from a place serving up the hot and fresh food and snacks you love. So treat you right, and check out Extra Mile's fresh take on the convenience store experience. Extra Mile convenience stores at select Chevron and Texaco locations.
Hey folks, Vince Quattrodio here to explain why Cinnabar Hills Golf Club on the hills of San Jose is my favorite place to play. With 27 holes to choose from, any level of player will love it. It's the best place to play in Silicon Valley. At the turn, I've enjoyed the menu from the grill of the newly renovated restaurant, not to mention a 19th hole experience to relive the day. The expanded clubhouse will service all your needs, and best of all, you can plan any event, including weddings, at Cinnabar Hills Golf Club with some of the most amazing views of the Bay Area. Visit CinnabarHills.com. That's CinnabarHills.com.
A's Cast is your destination for nonstop A's baseball.
The pitch to Seth Brown now, and he drills one to right, way back, and no doubt, and that quickly the A's have taken the lead, second deck.
This is A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
And I got to tell you, it's an absolute perfect day here out in Oakland. A 107 first pitch, game one of the Bay Bridge Series between the Giants and the Athletics. Jessica Kleinschmidt is with us. How are you? How have you been this offseason?
I've been good. I'm glad the season's finally here, kind of snuck up on us. But yeah, you mentioned it's good weather. It's always warmer on the field. So if you're ever freezing, just go walk out in the field and you're Gucci.
Yeah, you actually start sweating and you need sunscreen.
Yeah. I was actually kind of like, my eyes were pretty much closed the entire time talking to Kotz earlier because it was very, very bright down there.
All right, so some interesting news going on. What do you got for us?
Well, the clubhouse looks different, Townie. There's actually two batting cages in there now. So when you walk in, you have a little bit less open space, but it's no longer looking like a former Raiders clubhouse. It definitely has a baseball vibe to it. And sticking with the vibe theme, everybody's in good spirits. It's very new, but here's the thing. There's a lot of new faces, and we knew that, but there's extra new faces because they did bring a lot of those AAA guys, especially the bullpen guys, just to have more arms coming out of the bullpen today. But Tony's in good spirits. Got to see him. He was, you know, shooting some hoops and everything like that. So is your boy Ryan Noda. He's actually a pretty decent basketball player.
Really?
So that's, I mean, as far as you can see, the skills with a smaller basketball and a small kids playing hoop, but everything's good in the clubhouse today.
Yeah, I like me some Ryan Noda.
You do.
I really want to see him succeed because, you know, That's, to me, what I'm looking for. I'm not necessarily looking for who can just help me now.
Yeah.
Do you look like a guy that's in an A's uniform 3 years from now?
Well, and I really like his body work, too, and I saw him taking some grounders as well. And I'm just an infield nerd as it is, so I really liked what he was able to do. But I know you liked his confidence and just his attitude and everything like that. So that alone fits the A's category, which I really appreciate.
Shortstop. Going to be a little platooning at short.
Yeah, and that's what was interesting, too. We have Nick Allen there, Nick Allen and Aledmys Diaz. They're going to be shifting back and forth dependent upon what the pitcher situation is. Nick Allen is not really good against righties, it turns out. So we're going to see how he does with that. They mentioned the veteran presence of Aledmys Diaz, which of course is important. But, and we talked about it this offseason, when it comes to the defensive raw capabilities of Nick Allen, I'll put him up against anybody. But you know the A's way. We love the platoon way. And we love, you know, putting him out there like that. So it's going to be interesting to see from that. But we did see Nick Allen had a pretty strong offensive spring, so maybe that can translate into that. But I think he's trying to figure out his ultimate goal, but it doesn't hurt to have a guy like Aledmys Diaz going up with Jace Peterson and Tony Kemp in the infield and all of that. So we're just going to platoon from there, see what happens.
Well, and Ruiz, it's been reported, has been told by Mark Kotze, he is on the roster. There's only 26 spots. There's only so many outfielders, so many infielders. Obviously, we're going to have a lot of guys that can play both. I mean, Tony Kemp, as you mentioned, Diaz can go to the outfield. Tony Kemp can be in the outfield.
Seth Brown.
Pache's out of options. Brent, you know, that's the one surprising thing to me, and I was wondering if I got to the yard today if we'd see it, but Seth Brown obviously is an option at first, but hasn't played first in the spring. So there's some dynamics to what's this 26 going to look like.
Well, and you mentioned Ruiz, and I was always curious about his defensive capabilities. When he first got scouted, the scouting reports were saying he was a terrible defensive man. And I asked Kotze about that. You know, what have you seen in the spring? Really hard to determine how a defensive player is going to be in the outfield because of those spring training fields. So Ruiz can play anywhere, but I think his speed is going to make him good as far as starting in center field and the range he can provide. And obviously, you know, he can hit, and he's probably going to steal on the first pitch today. If Shea Langeliers knows his boy, he might be stealing on that first pitch.
I tell you what, the clock is going to bring a whole new dimension. Great to have you back. We will have you for every show. A's Total Access. Or do you have something for us tomorrow, or are you live with me?
We're going to see what happens. It depends on if I can stalk the right guy to track him down. If not, then I will just show up all by myself.
Because it's still preseason. You always have to save.
Yeah, exactly.
Great to see you.
You too.
Coming up next, the opening day starter with Vince right here on A's Total Access.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
When Northern California businesses need some pop in their lineup, they call the bank rooted in the East Bay. Mechanics Bank. Since 1905, Mechanics Bank has been helping Bay Area and Northern California businesses find success and perform at the top of their game. See how they can make a difference in your business today. Call or stop by your local branch or visit mechanicsbank.com. Mechanics Bank, the official East Bay Bank of the Oakland A's. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Innovation is at the core of Cal State East Bay, like at our Green Biome Institute, where faculty and students preserve genetic information from California's endangered plants, or how we open doors for local entrepreneurs at our Small Business Development Center. From educators to nurses to STEM professionals, Cal State East Bay has real impact throughout the region's neighborhoods, boardrooms, and the entire economy. Be part of the innovation. Connect with Cal State East Bay at csueastbay.edu/impact.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
Baseball back at the Coliseum today, the A's against the Giants. We learned on Friday that Kyle Muller, with the A's opening night starter against the Los Angeles Angels. Kyle joins us. You found out a few days before that everybody kept it indoors in the clubhouse. But what was it like? Because when a manager calls a player into his office and closes the door at that time of the year, I can't imagine what was going through your mind. What was happening?
Yeah, no, it was a whirlwind of emotions, because at first I was still waiting to hear the words that I was on the team. So at that point I was like, I've been in that situation before, kind of towards the end of camp, and it wasn't that. It was, hey, you're going to get optioned to Triple A. So, coming into a new situation, I don't know how everybody operates, but man, when they told me, I almost couldn't believe it at first. I had kind of talked myself to not get my expectations or my hopes up just in case. And it took a little while for it to kick in, but understanding the gravity of it just as a baseball fan, I was losing it. I was freaking out.
So I would just take a step back. You're new to the organization. You're part of a pretty significant trade. You said early in camp, I'm not going back to Triple A. You had this mindset that you really felt like you could compete and earn this opportunity. Right. So how was spring training for you?
It was good. It was a little bit of everything. I'm getting used to, going every 5 days in a big league atmosphere. I hadn't gone all the way through spring training yet. So doing that was really, really exciting. And, I've learned a ton. For me, I was attacking the strike zone the whole camp. When I got to two strikes, I needed to do a better job of putting people away. But understanding that going into the season, is good. It kind of showed me right where I am, and the steps I need to take to get to where I want to be.
Explain the relationship that's grown between you and pitching coach Scott Emerson and assistant pitching coach Mike McCarthy. You come in, here's my video, this is what I've done. They say, this is what we've seen, and how does it come together?
It's been great. I've worked with both of them on a lot of different things. Mike is really, really intelligent when it comes to ball flight and mechanics and deliveries. And so, for me, mine's just trying to get the ball out in front and, accelerate my hand through the zone versus sometimes rotating a little early and losing it and have my arm be a little late. So kind of nipping that in the butt, it changed the ball flight, giving me some more ride on my four seam and staying through the ball better. And then, talking with Emo about how to control the strike zone, setting guys up, different in-game pitching adjustments. I think the two of them together is a really, solid combo.
So how will you attack the zone? Explain the repertoire of what you like to use, and when it's going well, this is what's happening.
Yeah, so, I got a four-seam heater that ideally is at the top of the zone. That's kind of the name of the game now is having four seams that ride up and then throw a curveball, change up, slider as well. I don't want to give away too much on pitch usage, but having four pitches and seeing them as four pitches instead of, hey, that's my fourth best pitch is going to be something that I really take into this year. And I would consider myself a power pitcher and trying to just make sure I stay in that mentality regardless of what pitch I throw.
What has it been like inside the A's clubhouse? New player, a lot of new players, and trying to come together. There's some veterans that seem to have brought this professionalism to the ones that were already here inside the clubhouse. How have you seen it as a new guy coming in?
I love it. I mean, it's been fantastic. All the veteran guys are super awesome. There's a level of respect you have for the veteran guys, but they also, treat you like you should. We're all on the same team. And so, I mean, the mesh is great. And like you said, there's a lot of new guys that in a similar situation, everybody's kind of in the same shoes. It's been great.
So, look, taking nothing away, opening day is a special opportunity for anybody, especially when you get the baseball and throw basically the season's first pitch for the Athletics. But your goal is beyond that. Tell me what you feel like. What's the mindset about taking number one and trying to build back to 10, to 20, hopefully beyond that?
Yeah, no, I mean, the best ability is availability. So I'm trying to make every start that I'm scheduled for. I know we've got some different situations in terms of not being on a five-day rotation every time, which is, perfectly fine. I think we're going to run with it and do really well. But, I'm just excited to get out there and show the coaches and the other guys on the team that, I deserve to be here. I belong here. And, you know, have, you know, every time I take them out, have them have faith in me that this is the guy we want.
Kyle, welcome to the Athletics. Enjoy opening night and beyond, and hope it's going to be a fun year for you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Kyle Muller joining us. Towny, now back to you.
I like Kyle Muller. I got to tell you, getting to meet him down at spring training. We'll talk more about that next right here as we get you ready for A's baseball right here on A's Total Access.
Thanks to the Xfinity 10G network, my little brother's friends won't leave our house. When I was their age, internet with basically no interruptions was a pipe dream.
You sound like my grandpa.
Now through April 23rd, new customers can get 200 megabit Xfinity internet during our limited time Xfinity 10G network launch celebration for just $25 a month for 2 years. Go to Xfinity.com/10G, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply to internet service and devices. Actual speeds vary.
A's fans need Friday night plans? Well, we got you covered. Get 4 tickets and parking for any Friday night game starting at just $49 with the Friday 4-pack presented by Chevrolet. Save big and enjoy great matchups, post-game fireworks and drone shows, giveaways, and more this 2023 season.
And he drills one to right, way back, and no doubt. And that quickly, the A's have taken the lead, second deck.
Friday night tickets are available at athletics.com/value. That's athletics.com/value.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
3-2, swing and a miss. He went soft and got him again on a changeup. That's 7 strikeouts, an ongoing new career high for Paul Blackburn.
A's Cast is your 24/7 home for A's baseball. Visit athletics.com/A's Cast for on-demand and live coverage of the Oakland A's. Now, back to A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
And welcome to A's Cast and the A's Radio Network, Game 1 of the Bay Bridge Series. Truly one of the great Bay Area sports traditions. Giants and the A's teeing it up before the season starts. It's going to be Waldichuk against Wood. We'll play one game here today, and then across the bay, 13 miles away, we'll play over against the Giants at Oracle Park. Kyle Muller, going to be your opening day starter. We knew he, big confidence, big guy. But I got to tell you, when you meet him, you realize this guy could be the type who was an opening starter multiple times in his career, hopefully for the Oakland Athletics. He's got all the confidence in the world. He told us on A's Cast Live, he said, listen, I'm done with the minor leagues. I'm here to stay. I love that kind of confidence. I also love the A's have 40 stolen bases, tied with the Reds and the Giants for most in the majors. Steal, steal, and steal more. I hope that is the formula for this season. Coming up next, Ken Korak sits down with the manager right here on A's Total Access.
Hey, Billy, this deck is great for getting everyone together.
Thanks. We're really enjoying the outdoor space, especially on a day like today.
What's the material?
Humboldt Redwood from Ashby Lumber. They gave us a great deal, provided us with a quick quote, and we couldn't be happier. We even found a great contractor through their online contractor directory.
Don't miss a day outdoors. Visit Ashby Lumber in Berkeley or Concord to see our stock of naturally strong, naturally beautiful Humboldt Redwood. Find out more at ashbylumber.com for all your building needs. Ashby Lumber.
A podiatrist will tell you about your feet. An orthopedist will tell you about your bones. A physical therapist will analyze your gait. A psychologist will help you manage your anxiety. But what if they're all connected? What if your walk affects your hip alignment and the loss of movement affects your mental health? At Kaiser Permanente, we know the body is connected in unseen ways. That's why our doctors work together to care for all that is you. Kaiser Permanente, for all that is you. Learn more at kp.org.
This is A's Total Access.
It is a beautiful Sunday. The A's are back home at the Coliseum, beginning the Bay Bridge Series and the first of two today. And Kyle, great to have you with us. As you reflect on the spring and you were down there in Arizona for a long time, there are things you want to get accomplished. What maybe one or two things
stand out to you that were real positives for you in the spring?
Well, I think, you know, first and foremost, we, for the most part, escaped spring training without any significant injuries. We had a few guys, you know, that are going to start the season on the IL. And, you know, but other than that, I think we got our work in. I think guys are prepared. Obviously, these two games are kind of the capper on spring training, and they're always fun to be back home and to play our team across the bay. And so, but for the most part, I thought our spring training went well.
Working on the fundamentals and playing the game the right way is so important to you. You look at the veterans that you brought in, guys like Aledmys Diaz and Aguilar and Jace Peterson. How big of an influence did they have on the young players?
Yeah, they you know, definitely led a culture in spring training of work, of detail that we talk a lot about. I think that's the word this year for us is making sure that we're on top of the details to the game. And, you know, we know that we were going to have to play good baseball to compete. And I think those veteran guys are going to establish that. You know, Aledmys Diaz is coming off a World Series championship roster. You know, Jesus Aguilar has been in the postseason. Jace Peterson has been in the postseason. So there's guys here that know what it takes, and we're welcoming them with open arms.
That culture you talked about, I mean, that's really vital for you.
It is. And, you know, last year I think, you know, we obviously didn't have the season that we wanted to. Our goals and passions are always to be in the postseason and to compete for a championship, and that's the mindset that we're going to start out with. And you know, we're going to prepare to win each game, and you know, that's our focus.
Take us through the decision and the plan going forward with Fuji and having him pitch every Saturday for you.
Yeah, well, Fuji coming from Japan and their traditions over there are that their starting pitchers pitch on every seventh day. And so we're going to keep that consistency with Fuji to start the season out. We may make an alteration to that plan, but we're still going to maintain a five-man rotation. The other four starters are, with off days mixed in, going to – and Fuji obviously being one of those kind of off days for them if he's pitching every seventh day. You know, we're going to work the rotation around that schedule, and they'll pitch in 4 days rest sometimes, and they'll actually get an extra day rest, which I think will be beneficial for our young guys.
What are your thoughts watching Fuji pitch, Kotze? I mean, he's, like yesterday, struggles with command in the fourth inning, but he's been almost, like, literally unhittable in his last two starts.
You know, Ken, when he commands the baseball in the zone, you know, he's got five pitches, all of which can be plus pitches, and his velocity on his fastball is real. You know, yesterday in our spring training, his last spring training tune-up, he went six innings, didn't give up a hit, but gave up two runs. So that's kind of tough to do at times. You're going to wonder how that happened, and really it's a couple walks, a ground ball out, runners advance, a pass ball, a ball in play that gets the runner in, and, you know, you give up two runs without giving up a hit. So, you know, we're hopeful that Fuji, you know, gets through those innings that he loses a little bit of confidence in his fastball or a little bit of command. And if that happens, I think you're going to really enjoy watching him pitch.
As we sit here with two games left in the spring, Kotze, are there still some things up in the air, like backup catcher with Manny Pena starting on the IL, outfield spot perhaps? How do you look at that?
Yeah, there's decisions left. And, you know, ultimately you'd like to have your roster set. You'd like to have these two games where you can, you know, somewhat play them like regular season games. But, you know, we're in a point now where there's still a backup catching position competition and evaluation going on, as well as, you know, determining from Christian Pache's standpoint, if he's not on the roster, we lose a young, talented player, and that's real. That decision's irreversible. Those are the decisions that you have to take your time on. And as well as the bullpen, there's still – configuration of the bullpen with young starters, you may look to add or have length in the bullpen, and that changes the dynamic as well.
Okay, Towny, that's the skipper, and we'll send things back over to you.
Yeah, this is not a set 26. There's still decisions to be made, and that Christian Pache, I mean, you realize, as tough as it was for him last year, having a good spring, he is out of options. Someone will grab him. So there's still some tough decisions, but that's a good thing, right? You got to earn your way onto this roster. We've got A's baseball, game one of the Bay Bridge Series next, right here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network. Enjoy, A's fans.
Thanks to the Xfinity 10G network, my little brother's friends won't leave our house.
When I was their age, internet with basically no interruptions was a pipe dream.
You sound like my grandpa.
Now through April 23rd, new customers can get 200 megabit Xfinity internet during our limited time Xfinity 10G network launch celebration for just $25 a month for 2 years. Go to Xfinity.com/10G, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and autopay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply to internet service and devices. Actual speeds vary.
This is Chris Townsend, and if you're looking for a great place to eat and watch games, go see my friends at the Chicken Pie Shop at Walnut Creek. The Chicken Pie Shop is one of the hottest restaurants in Walnut Creek. You're not going to find a better menu, and come try their world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 86 years. Spacious indoor and outdoor dining, perfect for your next private party or corporate event. Don't forget free parking. For more information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com. This is Chris Townsend. There are two things that are a must for me: comfort and style. Whether I'm playing golf, going to dinner, I've got to have the right feel. That's why I've partnered with LinkSole, and you're going to love LinkSole. They have just released their new spring line, new fabrics for their polos, lightweight and perfect for technical performance. LinkSole also has new styles for their layers and hoodies with cool prints and seasonal colors. You know what they say in the big leagues: look good, play good. Go to LinkSole.com. That's LinkSole.com.
Every piece of land has a story. For the Caggianos, it's keeping their yard pristine with a John Deere Z530MC track mower. Because it's not just a yard, it's a gathering place.
Work and play kind of meld together for us.
They run a brewery, harvest their own hops, and keep things tidy for their guests.
People say, what are you? Are you a farmer or a brewer? So I say, I'm a farmer brewer.
When you love what you do, it's not really work. Run with us on a Z530M mower and start telling your story. Learn more at johndeere.com/radio.
Hi, this is Drew Barrymore. Do you know what my idea of the perfect night is? First, make a bunch of complicated plans, and then cancel all those plans. Instead, spend the night streaming movies and TV shows on Pluto TV for free, including my show. There are tons of live channels and even more on demand. Free to stream all you want on Pluto TV and never pay a thing. Stream now, pay never. Pluto TV.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
Looking to stay up to date on all things A's? Head over to athletics.com/A'scast. That's athletics.com/A'scast to listen to A's baseball and full 24/7 coverage of the A's, only on A's Cast. With a single click, you can stream great shows, live pre- and post-game coverage, and of course, all the great action of the A's this season. Head to athletics.com/A'scast today.